From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and if you've held off on a trip or shared a ride to work or swapped the Escalade for a Prius, then you are part of a major trend. Today, the Energy Department reported the steepest drop in oil consumption in more than a quarter century. The slowdown in U.S. demand is one of the major factors pulling crude oil prices down from their highs of a month ago, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Crude oil prices closed today just above $113 a barrel. That's down more than 20% from their peak in early July. And, on average, nationwide, gasoline prices have dropped below $4 a gallon. The price at the pump is still too high for taxi driver David Koshaw, though. Koshaw was parked outside the San Diego airport this morning, waiting for a fare.
Well, I drive a 10 to 12 hour shift and usually spend about $45 to $50 on gas.
While gasoline prices have been coming down in recent weeks, Koshaw complains he's not as busy as he used to be.
Sometimes it's slow when the conventions are not here, and the gas prices, it's really difficult for taxi drivers.
And there's the rub, because the drop in oil and gasoline prices is largely the result of a slowing economy. As consumers and businesses hit the brakes in the first half of the year, oil consumption in the U.S. fell by 800,000 barrels a day, the biggest decrease since 1982. Back then, Americans were responding to the price shocks of the Iranian Revolution and the Iran-Iraq War. Tankred Litterdale of the Energy Department says we're seeing similar cutbacks in fuel consumption now.
It's certainly a response to higher prices, whether it's taking fewer trips to the market or purchasing a car instead of an SUV.
High energy prices are forcing consumers and businesses to reconsider both short and long-term decisions, from where to go on vacation to where and how to organize production lines. Some of those changes will be long-lasting, but behavioral changes are more fleeting. Energy analyst Mike Fitzpatrick of MF Global says there are already signs that drivers are backsliding on the conservation moves they made earlier this year.
$4, you start to see demand increase again. Consumers are going back to their old behaviors. I mean, let's face it, we live in a car culture.
Fitzpatrick says that makes it unlikely that oil prices will fall back to the levels of a year ago. In fact, he thinks prices may rebound to about $120 a barrel, especially when the weather turns colder and demand for heating oil picks up.
I mean, right now, people can change their behaviors. It's nice weather outside. They can walk to the store. They can ride their bicycles. But I think as winter sets in, it's going to be much more difficult for people to do that.
The latest forecast from the Energy Department says global demand for oil will grow about twice as fast in the last half of this year as it did during the first half. With oil supplies still relatively tight, crude oil prices may not fall much further. Scott Horsley, NPR News.